You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pretty pleased with that response. What do you mean, what it's for? To make me look handsome? I'm deeply pleased with myself. It's not often where I crack myself up, but I'm pretty happy with that.
I did. Yeah, you got yourself on that.
Getting to listen back to that. Look, if the Dodgers can win again tomorrow, I think we should all grow them. Emily, you can have a pass. You don't have to do it. But Taylor, could you grow a Fu Manchu?
It'd be difficult.
Okay. Al, you said you could get one going in a few days.
Just give me 30 minutes. Yeah, half hour.
You just start thinking about it, and it just starts growing.
Mind over matter.
What was that thing? You remember when your mom would buy you that thing in the grocery store with the magnet, and you could draw the mustache on the guy with the little lead shavings? Is that you, Al, that we could go from nothing to full mustache?
Are you a beard guy? Like, do you like having a beard?
I don't either. I don't like how my wife likes it when I have a beard. She likes how it looks, so I will grow one occasionally, but I don't like it. It feels disgusting.
You're right. It's the itching part. And I'm not talking having it for a couple of days. I'm saying have it for 2-3 weeks. That's a long time. I feel like I need to take a shower every half hour.
I'm going to lean into this. This stays on as long as the Dodgers are playing baseball. That 1-0 last night is a little rally Fu Manchu, and now it stays on as long as possible. So the question becomes, how long is that, right? Mm-hmm. Julio Urias going against Webb, game 5. And Al, I've looked at this from every angle. I've considered the offense, the pitching, the bullpen, the managers, all of these different things. And I don't know, man. It just, they've played each other, what is it? They played 19 times plus 4 more. They've played each other 23 times.
Yep.
It's 12-11. Most of the games that the Giants have won have been very close. Most of the games that the Dodgers have won have been a little less close.
No, they haven't been that close.
But it's
7-2 and 9-2.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen coming up. You're right. I don't know what's coming up on Thursday other than the Dodgers have the right guy on the mound, but so do the Giants.
I think when you say you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, you're right, by the way. It's a fantastic game. It's a fantastic setup. If you're a fan of Major League Baseball or you're a fan of just sports, this is kind of, this is what it comes down to. But this isn't two random teams that happen to be going to a game 5, right? It was the Red Sox beat Tampa. That was surprising.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros took care of the White Sox. That wasn't, not surprising. Like some of these other series that played out, it's like, okay, it is what it is. But this is playing out for a different reason. The fact that this is going 5 games between these two squads, the fact that this is the first time they've ever faced each other, the fact that they both had the best records in Major League Baseball, the fact that on paper, you keep saying this, Trav, right? If you take both of these rosters, just go hand it to anybody. Go hand it to 100 baseball experts. 100 of them are going to say, I'll take that Dodgers lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants have been in this position where they know, hey, to get a win, you don't need to win 9-2. You don't need to win 7-2. You don't need to win 6-0.
You need one more than the other guy.
You need one more run than the other squad. So it's 1-0 or it's 3-0. However they win.
10-9.
They have found a way to kind of scratch and claw, which is a good – is that not, by the way, a good perspective of both of these teams?
Yeah.
The Dodgers are talented enough to drop 9 runs on you and to have really great performances. The Giants are talented enough to win by a run. As in, they have to almost play perfect baseball, in my opinion, to beat the Dodgers. They've done it already twice. They just have to do it one more time. Dodgers have to play their own baseball. They walk away. They play Atlanta in the next round.
Coming into the season, the Dodgers, in many circles, were projected to win 105-plus games.
Yep.
And they did. Coming into the season, the Giants were projected to win about 78 games, and they won 107. So that's everything right there. And you know what that means? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because the Giants, to your point, Al, this isn't where the Giants, I think it was the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners went into the last day of the season with a chance to get into the postseason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They needed a couple of things to break their way. But their run differential was something like -50. Yeah, -50.
Plus.
When they'd win, they'd scrape by, and then they'd get smacked in the games that they'd lose. It's not what's going on with the Giants.
No, I think they were plus 215, yeah, and Dodgers were the highest at maybe 270 some, 280 something.
But the point being, this isn't where they've caught the break. They're really good, and it's going to come down to guy gets a big hit, guy gets a big strikeout, or here's the other part. And this is where, again, Dodger fans, you should feel good about this. And I did not think I was going to be saying this coming into here, to this series, coming into the postseason, generally speaking. You know, we talk about how the bullpen has looked really good to this point. The starting pitching has been really good, other than maybe Scherzer in the wild card game. The offense has been a little hit and miss. You know who hasn't missed a beat so far? Dave Roberts. That when there's a move to be made, he's made it. When Gavin Lux had to be in there, he did it. When it was, I was watching the game last night. I was just watching it with my wife in our family room, but
with a mustache,
with a mustache, which she loathes, but. I said to her in that inning when Walker Buehler got two guys on in the fifth inning, I said to her at the time, I said, you got to go get him right now. And literally before the words were even out of my mouth, he's up the step, he's going, he's pointing to the bullpen, give me Joe Kelly. Mm. Jimmy, go. The easy decision there, Al, the decision that he's made in the
past.
That's
my guy.
That's my guy. Yep. That's our guy. Mm-hmm. This is the guy that was going to pitch Game 7 of the World Series. This was the guy that could have been the MVP of the World Series. This is the guy that's the Cy Young Award. It would have been really easy to say, I'm sticking with my guy. When Joe Kelly has been inconsistent for portions of his career, Joe Kelly will have a night where he can't find the strike zone. It's just kind of who Joe Kelly is.
Good observation.
Every move he's made has been the right move. And you go back to the pitching against the Cardinals in the wild card. I'm yelling at the TV, where's Julio? Nope. We're going to go Joe Kelly. We're going to go Knebel. We're going to go all of these guys. Vezia comes into the game. The second they get in trouble, boom, we're done. Bring in Trinan. Yeah, but he usually comes in the eighth. It's only said, I don't care. I need him right now to get this out. I really like how he's managed the team. And here's the flip side. Mm-hmm. Gabe Kapler is almost certainly going to win Manager of the Year in the National League. Almost. I'd be
stunned. No-brainer.
No-brainer.
Yep.
He showed a little bit of a little tidy last night. That he took out a starting pitcher in the second inning and started burning through his guys at a clip. They were almost out of pitchers while the game was still undecided. Mm-hmm. By the time it had gotten to 7-2, the game's over, right? At that point, unless something disastrous happens, the Dodgers are going to win. But when it's 4-1, that's a one-swing game.
Sure. And there was actually a predicament.
Yes.
That's when Joe Kelly came in. There was two on.
And you're down to, I got one pitcher left. I got one bench player left in the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. That's not doing it correctly.
Well, I think part of his strategy, and you know, he knows who he has going in Game 5. And you know, I mentioned this a couple different times. I think this is the way this series is going to end. It's going to end in a final game. And by the way, I think it's going to be a close game. That you're not going to get, if you got a couple of these Dodger blowouts, I don't think you should be expecting that tomorrow from either side in San Francisco. Two great pitchers going at it. Kapler probably thinking in his head that he knows he has Webb going on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of, I know they're not in a, the Dodgers were in, you can't screw up anything or the series, your season is over. The Giants obviously weren't in that position.
Not last night.
But I think he was also understanding that the pitcher that he had has got absolutely shelled by the Dodgers. I don't know how many different starts that he's had against the Dodgers, but he's got completely shelled by that.
Going into the game last night, 27 innings, 22 runs.
I think he also knew that this could be 5-0 before I even blink, and that was probably part of the strategy to take him out.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Here's another thing that should make Dodger fans feel at least as good as you can feel going into an elimination one-and-done situation. They've gotten to the Giant bullpen. They got to find a way to get Webb out of that game. However, hook or crook, right? Crowd the plate, take a couple of HBPs, get the pitch count.
I think there's a strategy to this.
Grind on him early in the game to get into that pen. Because while the Giant bullpen hasn't been disastrous, even in the game they scored zero runs, they hit those guys hard. Think about all the Taylor ball in the right center, the Lux ball in the left center, the Mookie ball to short. Those balls were tattooed.
Sure.
This was not where you just hot knife through butter, sit down. They get into that bullpen, the advantage swings significantly to the Dodgers, I think.
So I think lineup-wise, this is a question we could throw out to listeners. As the Dodgers determine for tomorrow, and we already know Gavin Lux is in. Did he already make any determinations on some of the other
players? I don't
know.
But Gavin, look, it's going to be Lux and Bellinger. And the question, I guess, is Taylor or Pollock in left field. Give me Chris Taylor. He hit the ball hard again last night. And he's one of those guys, Al. He just gets stuff done.
All right, today's stat hero of the day, it's your boy Julio, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You want, if there's anybody you want pitching tomorrow, and by the way, Buehler was great through the five innings that he pitched yesterday. Scherzer's obviously had some great great innings as well. But Julio started 32 regular season games, pitched 185 and two-third innings, and becomes the sport's first 20-game winner in the last 5 years.
It's amazing.
That's who you got on the mound tomorrow.
I want to throw one more stat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Julio Urias has pitched in 19 postseason games.
That's right.
He's in his mid-20s and pitched in 19 postseason games. You know how
you should not have that much experience in the postseason.
Clayton Kershaw,
at age
sure.
24.
Clayton Kershaw can have that many appearances.
At 33.
Right. You know how many Webb has?
One. Yeah, you mentioned
couple
that this
of nights
morning.
Ago. Mm-hmm. One. Urias, 19, him, one. I get it. He pitched his you-know-what off. He was great. Pitching game one of a series is very different than pitching an elimination game. Julio has been there before. He's closed the show before. And I think if there's an advantage to be gained, it's narrowly in the Dodgers' favor.
Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. StatHero.com/710ESPN. StatHero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play.
When does 0 for 5 not matter? That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Laker tickets, Rams tickets, $1 million. There's a lot going on right now. And tomorrow is Laker tickets. That's exciting.
Do you know people?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, how are we getting these type of giveaways on the show?
They're pretty good.
The power that you have.
It's the power of the stash.
I'm going to tell you something.
Whatever you do.
24 hours ago,
yeah.
Promotions did not respect us.
Hey, Tommy.
And then here we are.
Let me tell you what we're going to do starting Thursday, October
14th. And then for some
14th.
Reason, you throw out one picture on Twitter. Now, all of a sudden, everybody is catering to anything you need.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Talk about respect.
I'm here to take care of our show.
Put
I'm
some
here
respect
to make sure
on
that we
name.
Get what we need. Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the show and wanted to comment about the Fu Manchu mustache, Trav,
yeah.
which I'm a big fan of. Just wanted to say that when you were commenting about the being on a motorcycle a few weeks ago, there was an athlete where if you would get into the sidecar of a motorcycle, and I was just thinking about you driving the motorcycle and Slee just hopping in. The sidecar, and you guys just ride
Chris,
it.
Here's the thing. Chris, here's the thing. The idea is all, it's a fantastic idea. Trav's not driving a bike.
No, I don't know how.
He's not riding a bike. That's the problem. So the concept of this all, appreciate you calling in, Chris. The concept of it is great. You actually getting on a bike and getting on the 405 is the furthest thing that we're actually going to see.
There's a Harley-Davidson dealership between the studio and my home that I may pull over on the way home and just go stand next to some bikes and take some pictures. Maybe get one of those cool leather jackets and throw one of those.
Because
right now I got like a Nike hoodie on. It's not really a Fu Manchu vibe. But if
Nike
I had my
hoodie,
Dodger hat and a leather jacket and the mustache.
The Nike hoodie says, like, screaming deal, $16.99 at Ross. Like, that's what it says.
Well, you know why?
Because you got it from Ross for $16.99.
Exactly right.
So that's not going to help with the mustache. Like, it doesn't fit the mustache.
This got in the house because I said to Susan, I said, you know what? If you're out and about and you see a black hoodie, I just no logos, just black hoodie. And she goes, oh, yeah, I think they have those at Target.
Yeah.
That's where this thing came from, and I'm happy to have
come
it.
In the show tomorrow with a tank top, just a tank top.
Never tank top. By the way, do you know how to drive a motorcycle?
No.
No, because I was thinking if you did, then I could get in the sidecar. I'm not.
And you're met, and you're mean mugging people. You're looking from the sidecar. Yeah, what do you think you're looking at?
See that?
That's my guy Al.
If there's a
he's
way
driving
to neutralize the toughness of the handlebar mustache,
yeah,
it's hop in the sidecar. whatever swag you have by having the mustache, it's immediately erased by riding in the sidecar.
It's just a confusing move. It's a very confused. A lot of people would be incredibly confused.
It'd be
on
like,
the road.
There's some progressive bikers right there. Look at the guy with the mustache riding in the sidecar along the way. Brady is on the road. Brady, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Brady?
Hey guys. So I got the opposite opinion of one of your last callers. Obviously, the seat etiquette thing is situational. I live by Angel Stadium, and you can just walk wherever you want there because nobody ever goes to see the Angels. But if you're ever at a concert, as soon as the lights go out, two beers, act like you know what you're doing, and just walk right down to the front.
Can I tell you the key? Brady, could I tell you the key to that? Two beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key. That's absolutely
the key. Because I can't get to my ticket. I'm down there.
I was thinking the other way. Actually, I thought he was two beers in.
Oh, no. Because the two beers are props.
All I need is two beers in. I'm going backstage. Like I think all of a sudden, no, I know. I know the bass player.
No, the greatest move ever is when you don't have the ticket or whatever, you need something in your hands and you just look at the usher and say, what are you going to do?
Reach in, buddy.
Right, like,
get in here.
You can reach in my pocket and pull my ticket out if you want, but neither one of us really wants that to happen, right? So why don't you just let me move forward? That's the way that you do it. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, get help paying for vet expenses. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Get a quote from progressive.com.
Okay, something about tomorrow, too. And I know yesterday was a different scenario because you're down 2-1. There's maybe even a looser feel for a manager like Dave Roberts, right? Like, you can be looser when your back is against the wall because, you know what, at this stage, we're just going to let it all hang out and whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you got to have that mentality tomorrow, Trav. I really do. You know, we already know Gavin Lux is going to play. You know, we were doing this, we were talking about, and I'm a fan of this style, whether it's baseball, NFL, basketball, defense before offense, right? Just make sure your defense is in order. Let that be a priority. I think that typically is going to win you more games than you lose.
Okay.
The Dodgers, when they've been going, they've been going. And when they haven't, they have not been able to put up a run. We already know Lux is going to play tomorrow, but I do feel like that mentality tomorrow should be aggressive from Dave Roberts. You can't be walking on eggshells. Should I do this? Should I not do this? I feel like so far in these big-time moments, a big-time moment, for example, was the wild card game. A big-time moment was yesterday because those were two games where your season's over if you lose. Did it not feel like maybe the game against the Cardinals was more tentative, right? You felt like we just don't want to lose the game rather than we're going to go out there and freaking grab this game. And
yeah.
Okay, I get it. It's a wild card. I think you got to have that same aggressiveness that you had yesterday coming into tomorrow's game.
I think you can in a vacuum. I think you can to kind of trick yourself into believing that, hey, we're just going to take the same attitude we took in game four and roll it into game five. But the fact of the matter is the circumstances are very different for
both
teams.
The moves you make were aggressive. It's not mentality. It's the actual moves you make were aggressive.
I get it. But the moves were aggressive because there was no other option. You need to go back to the beginning of the wild card game. The options were not as clear as they were by the time we got to game four. By the time you got to game four last night, the only option is I got to find some offense.
Mm-hmm.
I need guys that are going to get on base. Who's my hottest guy? Gavin Lux. Put him in the lineup. Done. We'll figure out a place to put him in there. Who's swinging a hot bat right now? Chris Taylor. Put him in left field. Cody Bellinger got two more hits last night.
So that doesn't change for tomorrow.
It doesn't. That's why I think that the decision-making picture got clear. It's an easier decision, whereas before, Cody Bellinger hadn't really heated up yet. Chris Taylor was ice cold. We didn't know.
It was a few days before where Lux had his imprint on the center field wall.
Yeah, nearly Bugs Bunnied it and ran through and left a Gavin Lux-shaped hole in the outfield wall. That there were more questions up. Now the questions are pretty easy. But I want to go back to what you said a second ago because I think you're right. I think you want to bring in this, hey, we got nothing to lose. We're the better team. We blah, 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 and feel it. But you can tell yourself all these things. For instance, if you and I are doing this show and we come in here today, it's doing a show on a Wednesday that we've done a bunch of times and we're getting to know each other and we're comfortable with each other, we're doing the show. But if somebody said to us, hey, listen, tomorrow you need to go have a show that if it's a bad show, we're taking you off the air.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different. You can tell yourself, hey, let's just go in there and have the same show we always do.
You know the one who probably wins? The one that says, sounds good. We're going to do our regular show. You like it or not, that's who we are.
For sure.
And I think that's the mentality
right,
I'm talking
about.
But
it's hard not to think about, hey, you know what? If you go run a little long on the clock, mm-hmm. if you miss a read, if you mispronounce it, it's very hard not to take that in and have it become part of what. And the good news is, if there's good news, Giants are in the same boat. Giants are in the exact same boat. The Giants are out of runway. They haven't had this. You know what? Just thought of this. The Giants have not been in this situation really all season long.
I disagree.
Where the season was going to end if they lose?
Well, nobody has, right? And unless you're in that wild card game.
The wild card game, the Dodgers were in an elimination game last night.
But let me kind of explain what I mean. They've had their backs against the wall a ton of different times.
Yes, but not.
And they've delivered every one of those
times.
The
only one that I'll grant you a little bit, last game of the season they had to win or else they're going to 163. But even in
that
scenario.
Not that one. I wouldn't even say that one.
That's the only one for me. Everything else was there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time.
Do you remember? But the plenty of time was for the Dodgers. That wasn't for the Giants.
No, but it's the same.
Because the expectations weren't the same. The Giants weren't supposed to do what they were doing.
Once
the Dodgers.
You get to the end of the line now. Once you can see the finish line.
Here's a perfect
halfway
example.
Through the race, you're right.
But perfect example.
I can see the finish line. It's right there. I just got to win three more games.
You were giving me an example about it's much tougher to be leading the race the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody catches up mm-hmm. to you, that you surpass them.
Yes.
The Dodgers and the Giants had those moments.
You're
had
right.
a moment like this.
Yes.
Where the Dodgers actually surpassed them for a quick second.
Yep.
And then Giants went back up. They've
yes.
had moments where they have been tested. It's not an elimination game. You're right about that. Dodgers have been in two elimination games. That should play to their advantage tomorrow. But I don't like discrediting that the Giants, they've not been in a predicament where there's been a lot of pressure.
There's been a lot of pressure. That's different than if you lose, you're done. That's different than that. You're right. They have been in a lot of pressure. And the analogy that you brought back at me, that the race, the Dodgers had finally nosed even with them, right? For a half second, they were a half game ahead. But there was still a month in the season. There was still another 23 games left.
Does this play into account, you think, tomorrow? If the Giants lost tomorrow, how would you perceive the Giants' season?
I swear to you,
yeah.
I am not making a joke
yep.
when I say this. It will never cross my mind ever again because they were never supposed to be here okay. in the first place. You know what I mean? That it will be one of those, hey, they were a really good team that kind of came out of nowhere, but whoo, good riddance. It won't be
okay.
like the Warriors when they won their 73 games. You're like, this is amazing, and oh, they missed an opportunity. It's just they kind of came out of nowhere, but they're gone now.
Let me ask the question again. Think about what the expectations were for the Giants coming into the season,
mm-hmm.
and they lose in a game five against which many would say it's the best roster in baseball, and you cannot question it, the Dodgers. If they lost tomorrow in five, you don't think there'd be a lot of people that say that was a pretty incredible season by the San Francisco Giants?
Giants fans for sure. Yeah, yes.
No, not just Giants fans. Trev, you would look at the San Francisco Giants and say they had an unbelievable season
yes.
and the Dodgers were in an absolute dogfight.
Yes.
I'm glad we got out of that, and I'm glad we don't have to play the San Francisco Giants 100%. Again because that could be the best team in baseball that we had to beat to go win it all. Maybe, whether that plays out that way or it doesn't, five games if you beat the Giants, I think that's a perception you have in San Francisco. If the Dodgers lost tomorrow, what would be the perception that most people would have on the Dodgers?
On the Dodgers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. The Dodgers haven't done anything wrong. It's the Dodgers.
Still be a disappointing season. It would be
look,
a failure of a season.
The amount of money that they've spent, the
yep.
roster that they have,
yep.
yes. But it's not a failure in the way that I think I typically associate. A failure to me in which would be, oh my gosh, this was a disaster. It's barely limp into the playoffs, get beat in the wild. If they would have lost that wild card game, that feels more detrimental than this. The Giants are living a real life dream in front of your eyes.
There's a question that we could do coming back here that there's a reason why I was asking that question. I want to know if it plays into tomorrow's game, so we can do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills,
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So, Trav, we're having this conversation. There's a reason why I was trying to get to. I don't know if this is going to come into play tomorrow. I don't think it will. The Giants were never expected to have this type of a season. That if the Giants tomorrow are eliminated in Game 5 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, I would look at the Giants' season as this was a pretty incredible year. And you lost to the Dodgers. It's not like you lost to the Braves. It's not like you lost to a team that wasn't, you know, they weren't supposed to get there. As in, you had this good of a season, but then you lost to a team that was less than of what you were, or at least what you accomplished this year. If the Dodgers lost tomorrow, there's just no other way around. It's championship or bust. That's how this squad is built. Those are the expectations. Those are the expectations you want.
I'm with you.
I don't think that comes into play tomorrow because these two teams have been so... The Giants believe they could beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers obviously believe they could beat the Giants. Mm-hmm. If that pressure of the Giants, the expectations for the Dodgers are, if we lose tomorrow, this will be, people will look at this as a lost season. We should have won. Not even we should have won. The expectations were to win. I don't think you have the same expectations for the Giants. Think that comes into play tomorrow at all?
I don't, because
the Giants changed the perception
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I think that we're so close to the prize, right, winning the World Series, or at least going to the World Series, that it's very hard to convince yourself that no matter what happens, we've had a great run, right? I'm trying to think of an analogy here. That if you go on a hot streak in Vegas, you start with $50 in your pocket, and the next thing you know, you've got $5,000 stacked in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, wow, I only started with $50. And then all of a sudden you lose a few hands and now you're down to $2,500. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. I did better than I thought I would, but I was so close to getting to $5,000 or $10,000 that it's one of those. The Dodgers started with a $50,000 stack, mm-hmm. and now they have a $50,000 stack still in front of them. But it's been, this is about what you're supposed to do, and now the odds of losing all
win
that
some,
is
they lose. Actually, they win a lot more than they lose. But
the Giants are one bet away from getting the $50,000. Mm-hmm. It's not when you have. I got to win 10 more in a row after two wins. You're like, yeah, cool. But when you get to 9 in a row and I just got to do one more, now that the pressure's there for the Giants too. It's not, it's all house money. No, it's on the table, but you got to bet one more time. It's you're so close to it, it's not found money anymore.
You're not just so close to it, you earned it.
Yeah, well, for sure.
You scrapped and clawed. That's why I said that. Let's use as an example, Tampa lost to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa, this is you have the best record in the AL.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lost season. The Dodgers and the Giants, and you could look at the two franchises. You could say, well, but that's the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Tampa's a small one. Mm-hmm. You could do all that. But they had the most wins.
They're the best team.
Best team in AL, yeah. Or in the American League. Dodgers and Giants have been neck and neck. I do think it probably plays less in tomorrow as it would if it was another team.
I think there's a rivalry factor to it all too.
Mm-hmm.
That if the let's say instead of the San Francisco Giants being the team that was supposed to win 79, that ended up winning 107, the Rockies, the mm-hmm. Diamondbacks, the pick somebody, the anybody really, it doesn't matter.
Two.
Yeah, that's one thing as opposed to these guys again. We've been we played on the Joe Morgan home run, the Steve Finley home run for the Dodgers, the Mike Piazza home run, the stupid Joe Morgan with his fist in the air running around. That they're Robbie Thompson, the Giants win the pennant. If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna throw up. Right? It happened 70 years ago, and it still makes me
mad. They've never faced each other in the postseason.
It's all of these things mixed together. And here's the most obvious.
Damn, you couldn't write this one up.
This is the most obvious thing of all. But I don't think you can say it enough. They've played 23 times, and it's 12-11. Most of these games have been very, very close. Even the game last night, I know it finished with a 7-2 score. That was a game in the seventh inning.
Sure, 4-1, you get a couple guys
absolutely.
On, one hits. Two come in on a double, it's 4-3. Right.
Dodgers lose in game three. It's one. The game was just razor thin the entire time. And it never feels – there has never been a point between the Dodgers and the Giants all season. I'm talking head-to-head.
Yeah.
Right? Head-to-head where you felt like one team was getting ready to stomp the other one. Never. And I think that's part of it, too.
Or if you did have a really good game, if you want to use the word stomp, you know the next one's not going to be that. It's going to be a close game. And that's the feeling for tomorrow. I mean, you and I kind of mentioned this a couple different times. You said, I don't know which team I'm going to get. Dodgers are either going to put up – they're going to either not score, they're going to give you 8 runs.
0-9, 0-7. Go figure out.
I would tell you that tomorrow I don't think is going to play out like these first four games. I think it's a grinder tomorrow.
We've talked about
the 1-0 was a grinder. Of course, that's a grinder.
For
but I'm
sure.
saying that another one-run game to me is much more likely than one of these teams blowing each other out.
Callers can weigh in on this too. Let's play a little game. 877-710-ESPN. You can you're tied up. It's the top of the ninth inning, you got two outs and a runner at second base. You get to pick who's coming to bat. Who do you want? You need to get that run in. You need to do it with a hit. You need to do it with a great at-bat. Who do you want? Because it feels like
– I have a name that automatically pops
into
my head.
I'm curious who it is. Who?
So you're saying – you said it's a tie game?
It's a tie game.
Dude on second.
Yeah, two outs.
Two outs, and you need one guy to drive this guy in?
Yeah.
But I have
a guy that's popped right in my head,
too. This is the first name that popped into my head, but I don't know if that's the – I want to give it more thought, but I'll tell you the first name popped in my head. Trey Turner is the first name that popped into my head.
It's a good choice. It's not Mookie. I go back to Mookie hitting that home run in the World Series. I go back to Mookie when they took Blake Snell out, all of a sudden sparking that rally. I know Mookie hit the home run last night. Mookie was the guy that in that 1-0 game, when that game was – they had two guys on and two out, he can't hit the ball any harder. Now, Crawford made an incredible play, but it just Mookie, even when Mookie's going bad, it feels like he's that guy that can just in a moment, the speed.
He did it in game three, and it just Crawford happened to catch the ball. By the way, just to kind of play off of that, if it's not Mookie and it's not Trey Turner, who's the other guy?
I still think it's Justin Turner.
I was going to say, why do I think though that dude is struggling, he's still so dangerous. Like, it doesn't surprise you at all that he just hits one, kind of works his way over to first, and
he's
a runner
not going
to
swing at a bad pitch, I think is what it comes down to. Like, as hot as Corey Seager has been and as great of a – Corey Seager will chase occasionally. He'll hit that, especially that down and in pitch to his back foot. He'll swing over the top of that occasionally. Justin Turner doesn't do that very often. He puts his ball in play. All right, we'll take some of these phone calls coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we got the dump coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So I got a couple of quick tweets. You ready, Al? This is from Ramona, who has seen the picture, and all she tweeted was one word. It just says walrus. I don't know if I like that. I responded, handsome walrus, though, right? I think
she definitely was thinking the same thing.
John, this is interesting. We might be able to get this done. I don't know if Amanda is listening to us right now, but if she is, maybe she can run in here and answer this.
Busy.
It says, can you please have Amanda come on the air to confirm how Travis's new look affects her ESPN LA handsome power rankings? So it's a good question.
You might be chewing up the polls, bro.
She didn't put me last time, which is really all I wanted to avoid.
Here's the thing. It's not – handsome is not the right word. Respect is the right word.
Feared?
Respect is what most people... I see a couple of people walking around the office, and a couple of them, when you made eye contact with them, they put their head down. Immediately, they put their head down.
Yeah, good. That's what I'm going for. Yeah. That's what I'm going for. Let's try a quick phone call here. Rancho Cucamonga and Carlos. Carlos, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your take regarding our top clutch hitter right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all due respect to the guys you mentioned, what about Will Smith? I like what he's done all year long, unexpected. You know, he's done it even when he's had a couple of bad evenings. He came through at the plate, made up for those mistakes. So what do you think about Will Smith being that guy?
I think it's a great choice. I think it's an absolutely fantastic choice.
Most teams
choice.
Don't have three, four choices that you can have. We've already named four.
Nobody's picked Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Okay, no one has picked Corey Seager. No one has picked, who else we could leave it out? Chris Taylor, by the way, is not a bad choice either. But no, Carlos, I think you're thinking the right thing. Will Smith hit big home runs in the postseason. Will Smith has already hit a couple of home runs in this series. He's a guy that gives you a really good at-bat when you need one. This is why this team is a World Series or bust team. There is nothing you look at and go, okay.
No.
Once you get past this guy, it's kind of slim pickings from there.
But that's why I was making the case of, is there part of that game tomorrow that the Giants are sitting back saying, this ain't on our back. No one expected us to be sitting here. They can walk into that game tomorrow and have a little bit of that, and maybe that won't play to their advantage because they've been so confident in themselves that's actually helped them. Kind of trying to play the underdog now. They haven't acted like an underdog.
No, they haven't. And I don't think that
so it's not gonna, really an underdog story.
I not anymore. Not when you're nine innings away from going to the NLCS.
By the way, do you think best team left in the AL, Astros, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Winner of this. Clear favorites or no, because Houston can win it all? Houston can win it all.
Well, first of all, and I'm not doing my superstition thing again. I mean this sincerely. There's no guarantee that the Giants or the Dodgers beat Atlanta. None. None. There will they be the favorites? Of course.
But you could do is play the favorites.
I understand,
yes, Atlanta can
until,
win, but nobody's going to expect them to win.
Until you get past that, I'm not even worried about what's coming out of the other side. If you could tell me who do I get to pick, give me the Red Sox.
Sure.
The Red Sox are not as good as the Astros. And I know I've said this a million times. I know as much as the Dodgers want their pound of flesh from the Astros for what happened in 2017, and I get it. I'm with you. The Astros have something to prove too, guys. This idea, you saw when that Ryan Tepera threw a little shade on the Astros after they won game three, like, oh, now that they're not in their own ballpark, yep. Real weird that they struck out 16 times here and they only struck out 8 at home. I wonder what's going on.
10-1. Okay,
they smoked them after that.
By the way, stupid thing to say.
Very.
I get what he's saying. Beat them first. Series is over. You could talk all the junk that you want. Don't give a squad that actually has players that can go out and hit 40 home runs in a year plus, whatever the case is, have won MVPs. And I know you don't want to give the Astros any credit, but it's still a good team.
The Astros carry this around with them everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. Every time they play a game in a ballpark that isn't Minute Maid Park, they're hearing it. They would love nothing more than to win a World Series and say, yeah, what now?
Mm-hmm.
What now? You think we're the only ones that are doing it? But yeah, what now? What do you have to say about this now? I don't need to see those guys. I'd love to beat them. If you could say hey, they're going to do it and they're going to smash them, then you can just double down on the whole thing. But like you were saying, I'm going to wait on that for just a second. Let's try one more. Let's go to Patrick and Long Beach. Patrick, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up?
Hey, Travis. Hey, Alan. You know, Alan, when Travis was doing a morning show with Kelvin, one of the first things they did was they had a breakfast with the listeners at Langer's.
That's right.
And it's a pretty cool thing. So I feel like Travis is holding back on you.
Yeah, big time. And I appreciate you pointing that out, Patrick. I think
holding out?
He's, you know, got all these connections and he doesn't want to introduce me to any people. Now he's trying to intimidate me on the air with a mustache. What the hell's going on here?
Did you come to the breakfast, Patrick?
I did. You picked me on Twitter. It was really fun. I really enjoyed that.
Nice.
Kelvin came up to me and said I looked like he thought he knew me from working at Verizon, which I didn't know how to take that because I've never worked at Verizon. No, it's crazy. Something that I thought, and the announcers made a point to it, so I'm not like calling anything out of the blue, but Will Smith had a save last night when Joe Kelly came in on a wild pitch when they had, I want to say some two guys on base.
In
second and third. That was lights out, and that wasn't his only save on not, I don't want to call them wild pitches, but really aggressive spinning pitches that our pitchers can throw, and he was on fire.
It's a run-scoring save.
And that's I think goes a really long way. Just the, I think the defense, and to the point of the Giants, that the game before, you know, game three, that hit line drive by Betts that was caught, like the defense in this game has been,
it's so been fantastic.
And so it really has been great for the sport of baseball.
Appreciate it, Patrick.
It's been an incredible series, Patrick. Thank you. And you, get to the you didn't look here, like so. You look like a Verizon.
Yeah, I could see Kelvin coming up. Hey, what's the deal with my minutes, Kelvin?
Before we go to the dump, it wasn't just a run saving play, which it was. What it does when your catcher makes a play like that as a pitcher, it allows you to throw that pitch again. Mm. It allows you to really try to crank that breaking
plus
ball.
Plus, that run scores. That guy goes to third.
Absolutely. I'm just talking purely from a pitching perspective. Mm-hmm. If I'm worried that if I throw my best curveball, but I pull it a little bit,
you don't want to throw it then.
Then I'm not going to throw it, or I'm going to throw it less than my best, and it's going to spin and it's going to get put in the left field seats. Mm-hmm. That you need to trust that that guy's going to make that play. Let's go to the dump. All right, let's start with this. This is arguably your favorite topic. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, T.J. Hooker.
Yep.
Sure, he's been in some other things along the way as well. He has already gone up to space and returned again. He was part of the latest Jeff Bezos space travel group. Captain Kirk actually went to space.
Yeah, it's basically like Lakers preseason basketball that we're talking about. The games don't count. I think that has a lot to do with it. So, Trav, you could sit here and try and tell me that he's the oldest person to go to space. What I would tell you, he's the oldest person to go sort of close to space, but not really in space. It's like preseason basketball. We're not in the regular season yet. The technology has not reached the regular season yet.
I like that. That's really good. How long
can't be out for 12 minutes?
How long does one need to stay in space for them to earn Alan Sliwa's respect? Is it a day, an hour? What are we talking about?
What do you call a vacation? If I'm going to go stay somewhere, check into a hotel, I'm gone for a couple of days, and then I come back. That's kind of like, we went on a little mini vacation, a little staycation, some of those. You know what's not a vacation? I'm going to go do grocery shopping.
You got to miss at least 2 days of work for it to be a vacation.
Yeah.
Right? You need to take 2 days where you'd normally be working and not work.
Because you know what I could do if I'm them? I could technically go up to space and then come back down and then still go to Costco and get a car wash before the day is over. That's not a vacation. It's not space.
All right, how about this? An Englishman breaks the Guinness Book of World Record for most pubs visited in 24 hours. He had a pub crawl that stopped at 51 pubs starting Sunday and finishing Monday. 51 pubs in one drinking session is
so
both
51
aggressive
pubs,
and terrifying.
I think the rule was you have to eat or drink something. You have to order something from each pub.
Okay.
Why does that sound like that's breakable?
I don't know how you roll, but it doesn't sound so breakable
to me. Somebody else.
Yeah, look, I like to have a good time.
Yeah.
I like to go to a pub and have a drink and a pint and maybe a little bite to eat along the way. I can't do that 51 times in a row in one weekend. That's insane. I don't. Who are your friends that you feel like this is breakable?
Don't talk to me. I told you I drank on Saturday. I was out until Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. So Saturday, Sunday. So 4 days. You answered the question before I even asked it. You've entered that part of your life where your hangovers are multiple day events, right?
Not multiple days. I'm not at the multiple days, but I need that whole morning to figure out what's going on.
So, okay, let me ask.
And I'm not going to get a cup of coffee. I'm not going, like, everything changes. The whole routine changes.
Saturday night, you said, was the night you went a little over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I call you on Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, Al, you believe it or not, I got a buddy. He's got tickets to the Dodgers and the Giants tonight. He's got a private plane. With games at 7 o'clock tonight, but we got to get on the plane right now. And by the way, there's beer and drinks and everything on the plane. Are you rallying and are you going and you can start drinking again? This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, can I start drinking?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like attending.
No. I'm talking you need to saddle up and go again.
I'm good, bro. Appreciate it. Have a great time. Safe travels for you, the family, and your friends.
Could you get it done on the Monday after?
Yeah, Monday we're good.
So you're good. Multiple day guy. I like that. Yeah. There's a point, by the way, anybody listening to, it's going to happen to you too, where it's like, I can rally later the next day to.
It's not even rally. My body's like, I'm
going to need a week.
I'm not. What are we doing here? It's like you go out and have really, really bad food. You don't want to wake up in the morning and be like, let's go have really, really bad food again.
Speak for yourself. People find the pot.
ESPN app or on iTunes. Search Travis and Sliwa Show. Catch the full 3 hours. Just search
Travis and Sliwa.
I'm going to go maybe manicure this mustache a little bit, trim it in so it's a little more purposeful and not quite as haphazard, because the mustache is 1-0. We're going to ride this thing out until the Dodgers either win the World Series or it gets eliminated altogether. So
very aggressive.
We've got a chance to get it done. Mason in Ireland is coming up next. We got you covered. We're going to get into all things Julio Urías tomorrow. Thursday Night Football, the picks. We've got a million things to get to
tomorrow.
Great
time in sports.
It
great
is a
time
good
time. In sports.
And the Lakers are going to start playing games that count before too long. And we're giving away Laker tickets tomorrow. Don't miss it. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.